Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Well, good morning again on Circles of Change. It's always a pleasure to dial hither and non. I'm up in the Pacific Northwest now speaking with Mitch Shepard. Welcome to the show, Mitch.
Thank you, Zara. It's great to be here.
You bet. Well, let me introduce Mitch. She has over 20 years of experience in leadership development background. Started out actually leading senior management teams on outdoor expeditions to unite and push them past their perceived limitation. After starting a family, she traded in the tents for the boardrooms and created her own consulting business in 2001. And these days, Mitch is navigating the wilderness of corporate America, which I just love, helping leaders in businesses both big and small to build awareness, relationships, and achieve success together. And some of her current clients have included high technology companies like Amazon, Microsoft, Yahoo, and Intuit, some global security, city, and state organizations, as well as solopreneurs. Mitch specifically specializes in emotional intelligence and is known for energy, humor, and realism, and she's really a sought-after speaker and an executive coach. She's launched, in fact, a wonderful series, which is really going to be the topic of our conversation today. It's called the WIRL Summit, and that stands for, of course, Women in Real Life Leadership, and this is the idea of creating a conference for women that actually are just like her and, with all due transparency, just like me. So, again, it's a real pleasure to have you with us, Mitch.
Thank you. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Well, tell me, this idea of, you know, life is a whirl, but the chance of you segueing, we'll double back to talk about your background, but tell us a little bit about the WIRL Summit coming up.
Yes. So I've created this WIRL Summit coming up, and it's really a series of 28 webinar-based sessions across four topics that I think are very timely and relevant to women around leadership, communication and confidence, reaching your potential, and balance and happiness. And really, I came up with this idea because for years and years, I've always been one of these people. I love to learn, grow, gain new knowledge. And when I had kids, I have a 7-year-old daughter and a 3-year-old little boy. Mm-hmm. And when I had kids, one of the things that dropped off pretty significantly for me was the amount of time I dedicated to my own professional development. And I missed it. I mean, there were a number of times where I said to my husband over the years, gosh, I just miss prioritizing, mm-hmm. you know, those 3-4-day conferences because I loved that. I loved going to those. But when it came right down to it, and I had been traveling for work or working really hard already, I didn't want to spend the time away from my family in particular or my clients. So about a year ago, I took a risk. I attended this online conference for coaches, got so much value out of it. I had a spring in my step, as I call it, after attending it. And I thought, you know what? Finally, there's a forum that I can attend without taking away from everything else I'm doing and still learn without having to go 3 or 4 days. So I thought, women need this. Women like me need a forum like this that isn't just the old school way of learning and development where you go away for 3 or 4 days intensively. And not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm sure there will come a time in my life where I'll prioritize that again as well. But yeah, that's why I created WIRL, was for people like me.
And in fact, what you really are riding that wave that a lot of organizations are realizing, that the idea of 1-day offsites or even 2 or 3 day offsites, they recognize they really could create a blended learning experience with some of it online webinar than perhaps the experiential face to face. But you're absolutely on right track. And I applaud what you've picked up on, by the way, because I really think individuals of your generation are a lot more mindful of not wanting to make those trade-offs for family and the things you do in your 5-to-9 life.
That's right. That's right.
I think the other side of it,
you know, one of the biggest challenges I had when in creating this was I thought, but I love going to conferences. I love the energy that's created there. I love meeting new people. So what came to me fairly quickly was realizing that this online platform could actually be both. It could be a way to learn at a convenient time for you, but that there's no reason groups of women and men, for that matter, couldn't still get together and talk about some of the things that they're learning. So one of the things I've done all along in positioning WIRL across a number of different companies has been to really talk about what kinds of groups do you already have started. And the answer I've heard back quite a lot has been, you know, oh, we have these peer groups, these mentor circles, but often they don't get a lot of traction. And I think it's partly because they don't have that rallying, meaningful content at the center of them. So it's been really rewarding to hear that people are using this platform in that way, because that's exactly the dream that I had for it.
Well, I think the other prospect you've got is there's a lot more experts than are available at your fingertips doing the webinar-based one. From frankly, people from all over the world, you can tap into their contributions because you don't have to deal with the travel time, et cetera. And so you really have created a much broader virtual world for Whirl.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, so back us up now. I know you have had to address and take on your own changes in your life, just as I mentioned in the introduction. You know, that aching question always is how did you know when you needed to change?
Yeah. Well, I laugh only because there have been different ways that I've known that I needed to change over the course of my career. But, you know, the biggest, boldest one, I'll have to start there, is when, you know, you mentioned in my bio that I used to be a wilderness guide and instructor, and I worked with a number of different groups. I called that the first work love of my life. Mm-hmm. I just absolutely, you know, I had a business degree, accounting and finance, went into the business environment right out of college 24 years ago now, mm-hmm. and realized pretty quickly I wasn't ready to be a business person yet. I was very adventurous, wanted to have this outdoor career. So I transitioned out of the business world and into the outdoor world pretty quick. I had a bunch of experience, kind of more volunteer-like. Prior to that, did that for on and off for about 10 years. And, you know, how I knew it was time for a change is that I just stopped loving it as much.
Exactly.
In fact, I remember distinctly, I traveled a lot for that job, and I remember getting dropped off at the airport by one of my good friends at one point, and I used to just be, couldn't wait to get on the airplane and couldn't wait to go do another 22, 25-day course for Outward Bound. That's who I worked for mostly. And this particular day, I got my backpack out of the car, and I just remember weeping. I was just crying, saying, "It's just this isn't, why am I crying going to the airport? I used to be jumping out of the car to go on this plane." And it's almost embarrassing to admit this, but, I mean, it took me a couple of years of realizing, I didn't believe myself. You know, I didn't believe that there's no way I could not love this as much as I've always loved this. And then I finally just tuned in and listened to my feelings and thought, you know what? I don't know why. I don't know why I don't love it as much as I used to, but it's time to do something different.
And you know, you're right on. Usually what I have found in my own says, and by the way, I think you and I are probably too much alike in that regard. In waking up or realizing you don't love it and taking that period of 2 years to transition, that's exactly my pattern. But part of it is that it's hard to, what happens, we can fall in that trap of letting the good get in the way of the better because we can't see better yet.
That's it.
You know?
That's exactly it. I didn't know what was next.
Yeah.
And I mean, my mantra up until that point in my career, it had already been so odd that I'd bailed on my business career and gone into wilderness guiding. But yet I always had this trust and this faith. And the thing that I would say to myself, there were kind of two mantras that got me through when I wasn't quite sure why I was doing what I was doing, I would say, as long as I follow my heart and as long as I follow what's fun, there's no way I won't end up in the right place. There's just no way. And then it wasn't fun anymore, and my heart wasn't guiding me anywhere specific yet. And so it really was this like leap between two trapezes where I was going, I just don't know what's next. How do I figure that out? And, you know, I eventually met somebody who, you know, I was working this job in a ropes course in between seasons, guiding trips, and I saw this guy facilitating a group of business leaders, and I watched what he was doing, and I thought, that's what I do. I mean, that's what I've been doing for 10 years. I know how to do that. How do I actually let the world know that I know how to do that? And so I pulled this guy aside at the end of the day, and I said, you know, where did you go to school, and what do you call yourself? You know, and he was a consultant, and he was an executive coach. Turns out he had the exact same background that I did in terms of being a wilderness guide for the same company, even.
Oh, wow.
And so I followed his path, and I went to a graduate school. So it brought me to Seattle. I went to a graduate school. This was about 2 years into that slump of feeling like, what am I going to do? I mean, I thought about becoming a nutritionist. I've thought about becoming a nurse. I thought it would be a real shame to throw out all of this experience that I have over the past decade and not apply it in some new format, you know? And so I got the graduate degree in coaching and consulting. And so that was the first big change. So the first big change was kind of from decade one to decade two, from wilderness guide into executive coach and consultant. And I really credit my master's degree for helping me kind of make that leap and believe that I could make that leap.
Sure.
and, you know, begin to have clients in that realm. And then I've, you know, had a successful business now in executive coaching, consulting, facilitating training for 10 years. And about a year ago, so this time I like to say I'm a little quicker to the transition this time around, because about a year ago, yeah, almost to the day, I was on a walk in our neighborhood with my husband, and I had just been aware, again, kind of to this point of tuning into my feelings, I had just been aware that career-wise, I was starting to feel stagnant. I was starting to feel in a bit of a slump. And I said, so much so that I said to my husband, you know, if I seem a little off lately, it's because I feel a change coming on. I don't know what I want to do next. I don't know exactly what this means. I can just feel it coming. So I thought I'd give you some warning. And he kind of laughed, and I'm a great husband. He's very supportive. So he said, he's like, oh, well, when you're ready to do something about it, I have all sorts of ideas for you. And I just said, whoa, hold up, you know, hold up.
Because you're still
within 2 months, yeah. I got the idea to do Whirl within 2 months of that conversation.
You betcha. And the thing was, is probably those whispers had been whispering in your ear for some time,
mm-hmm.
but you didn't have other noise kind of calm down. And
that's
I
right.
think there's something here about that pattern recognition in yourself that I'm certain resonates with a lot of our listeners who recognize that they do their best when they're playing to their best.
Yeah.
And that's the exciting part of it. And like, I loved what you said too, is that there's no way you can't be successful if you're following your heart and having fun in the process. But, you know, it takes, you know, courage. In fact, I think you've written about that. Having to balance that courage and confidence side of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that, because, you know, in one regard, success will repeat itself. You've done it before, you're going to do it again. But, you know, it still doesn't make it easier when you feel that, okay, it's time to move on dynamic sometimes.
Yeah. Well, I've written a bit about this concept of, you know, putting courage before confidence. And I've written about that both for myself, because I've experienced this dynamic, and for the people that I've observed and coached over the years. And so here it is in a nutshell, is that my experience is that I have this pull, as I think many women do, and it's actually, and the reason I say as many women do, is that there's even research that shows that women tend to fall into this pattern I'm about to identify more than men do, which is that we want to feel a higher percentage of competence before we feel confident to take something on, something new.
Okay.
And so in coaching a lot of leaders over the years, one of the things I've heard, you know, I work with a lot of male leaders as well, and from the men in particular, they'll go, gosh, I've had this role open, and the guys in the office are walking in my door saying, I want that job, you know, and not as many women are walking through the door, if any. And then, of course, the next question I will often ask is, well, and are there qualified women for this role? Oh, absolutely. You know, they can name two or three, often, depending on the role. And so what's that about, right? And I've noticed it with myself, too, that sometimes I feel like, for instance, when I started my first business, the coaching and consulting business, I felt like a bit of an imposter for probably at least the first year or two.
You bet.
Thinking, how can I do this? I mean, I don't have experience starting a business like this. You know, am I well suited for this? And I really just had to put courage before confidence. I was not confident. I mean, I was a primary example of fake it till you make it, or as I think is it Amy Cuddy, fake it until you become it.
Yeah, that's right.
I love that. I love that expression, because I feel like I've had to do that multiple times, you know.
Well, and for those
career.
Of us that also manage organizations, and indeed like your colleague you mentioned that you were coaching, coach men and women, that many times the men, because of their upbringing and the way they just dive into things, they won't question themselves. And like you say, they'll make it up as they go along. And in fact, us women many times will want answers to the 50 questions before we step forward, because we want to make sure to get it right and get it perfect right out of the get-go, as opposed to knowing that you're just going to go with the flow and play with it.
That's right. I mean, I actually had what inspired me to write that article when I finally did. The impetus that sent me over the edge is that I was facilitating this leadership retreat for a group that I was working with. And at the end of the day, they had this career panel discussion. And essentially, to make the story short, you know, a few executives had an opportunity to hear from this young woman who worked in their organization, who was probably 3 or 4 levels below their level, about her career. You know, here's where I've been, here's where I am today, here's where I want to go, and weigh in and give her feedback. And so I, you know, this woman had, you know, a master's and a PhD and a ton of work experience, and she's probably, I would say, almost 40. And I remember my job in the room at that point, since the day was over, was more to observe my clients as opposed to, and give them feedback as opposed to this
particular coach. Yep.
Yeah. But I listened to her and I was perceiving her as quite confident. Wow, she's really smart. She's done a lot in her career. And later that evening, we're all having, you know, drinks and dinner together. And this leader walks up who had been in the room and he said, you know, what do you think her main problem was? And I was taken back and I said, wow, you know what? I hadn't even thought about it. What do you think her main problem was? And I kind of actually laughed because I was just so caught off guard. And he said, confidence, you know, she, and I said, oh, interesting. What gives you that impression? And he said, oh, well, we talked about it after she left. You know, when we asked her when she thought she'd be ready for that next job, she said 2 years, Mitch, you know, and for the men in the room, they were just, you know, couldn't fathom why someone would think it would take them 2 years, you know, and the research backs this up too. I've since learned that men, generally speaking, again, these are major generalizations, but they are backed up by research, will step into a new role or big challenge, you know, when they feel about 60% ready or confident, competent, whereas women want to have more like that 80, 90% covered. And so, you know, like even when I stepped into Whirl and I thought, I'm going to do this conference, there were so many things in my own body that said, wait a second, hold on, you still have two small kids. Do you really need a second business? You have one successful business already. Do you really have time for this? There are a whole lot of things about building an online conference that you don't even know how to do yet. How are you going to do that? You know, and my passion took over. I mean, my heart and what was fun, speaking of follow what's fun, I just thought every bone in my body is saying, regardless of if you have these things figured out or not, you got to go, Mitch. This is what the world needs. And it has taken a lot of courage, I will say.
Well, and I think it's the other piece of it is you recognize over time, once you do enough of these things where you're navigating without knowing completely, that, oh, by the way, the resources start showing up so long as you get very, very clear on the desired outcome. Now, Mitch,
that's
if we
right.
go back, we're speaking, by the way, with Mitch Shepherd in her upcoming Whirl Summit. How can people learn about the summit specifically, Mitch, before we run out of time?
Oh,
here?
Yeah, of course. No. So Whirl stands for Women in Real Life, and you can go to WIRLSummit.com. So that's WhirlSummit.com.
And opt in
to check out our great lineup of 28
speakers.
Exactly
what's coming up. 28 speakers will be fabulous. But where I was thinking is this idea of that moment hesitation, that when you flip the domino, and most interesting is, of course, all your outward bound experience and these early experiences in your career that you were helping others, you're basically learning now probably to apply the very same credos you enabled in other people. Mm-hmm. And so kind of drinking our own medicine sometimes isn't so obvious to do, so I really salute you doing that. Well, I know our listeners would appreciate this because you have a special offering related to the summit coming up.
Yes, I do. I would love to offer Circles of Change 20% off. Anyone who's interested in registering for Whirl Summit can just use the promo code CirclesOfChange20. That's the number 20 and receive 20% discount.
Fabulous. Well, thank you so very much. What a gift for our listeners.
You're very welcome.
Godspeed. Have a great time. We're going to watch your progress as it moves forward.
Thank you, Zara.
You bet. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.